Jeremy Loops mit Sinna auf Flux FM, 14 Uhr und 38 Minuten. Heute Abend spielt der Künstler aus Südafrika im Lido und schon jetzt hat er es zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Er hat zwei Männer aus der Live-Formation mit ins Studio gebracht und zwar Mr. Sukitumi und Matteo Moleko, der ebenfalls mit performen wird am heutigen Abend im Lido. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über das Re-Releasen seines Debütalbums hier in Deutschland. Am 26.03. ist es so, weit. Trading Change wird auch in Germany released, finally.
Yeah, it's taken a long time. I'm so happy that it's happening.
Yeah, it must feel kind of crazy though to put out an album for like 3 or 4 times, right? It has been put out in South Africa in 2014, then a year later for the UK and the US market, I guess.
No, the UK happens now. Europe and Australia, actually the only places it's been released was South Africa first. Mm-hmm. And then I went into the process of trying to figure out how to release an album properly. you know, not just putting it on iTunes, but actually getting partners on board and making sure the different territories knew about the release and trying to do it properly. And so it went to the US, which happened at the end of last year. So just about 4 months ago, we released finally in the US.
Cool.
And at the end of this month, I think the 26th, it's now being released in the rest of the world, Europe, Australia. So it hasn't been too many different releases, but it is very much a relief that it's now happening and it's everywhere. The German fans have been asking for quite some time since it got released in the US. So like, all right, now where's it? Where is it?
Now it's, so here. It's here. It's almost here.
Yeah.
Just a few more weeks and then you can buy the album. Now, it must feel strange though to re-release an album like that, because after, I know from other artists that I've talked to, that after a few months maybe, you already think about some decisions that you've made on the album. You go like, oh, there's this one solo. I have another idea. I play it live differently or something like that. But you don't have too many.
No, it's been, you know what, it's been, I think because when you're an artist coming from South Africa, it's I don't know if it's the same as in Germany. I think South Africa is a small music territory, you know. It's the same as if you're famous in Switzerland. Like, unfortunately, it's just not such a big thing for the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And South Africa is just a small territory. So as an artist coming from South Africa, you have to work, I think, a little bit harder to, one, be able to afford to fly yourself around the world and play shows everywhere and try and start building a base elsewhere. But we also don't have the support of any major media machine, you know. We don't have the support of big labels and big money and big media. And so it's been a very organic experience, and we have a lot of, you know, our support comes from the grassroots. It comes from the people who believe in us and follow the music and come to the live shows. And so for me, the album is just a representation, the best representation I could come up with of where I was at from a songwriting point of view. But the joy for me has always been in the live performance. And that's always been dynamic, and it's always changing, and it's always a little bit different from the album anyways. So I'm not a studio band. I don't have that problem where I look at one song and I say, oh, I wish the solo was different.
And you're, as a South African artist, you seem to be very patient about the whole process. That's another advantage maybe, especially nowadays.
I mean, patient, I don't think patient is the right word. I think we're pretty hungry to make this happen. But I think certainly just from a business point of view, I understand the procedures, and I wasn't going to rush into anything. I wanted to get it right. And given that we've sold out this entire German tour, I would say we're getting it right. So it's good.
Congratulations on that as well, man.
Thank you.
I've read that there's, and you just told us that there's different versions of the live setup. You are able actually to play the whole stuff solo on your own with a loop pedal and different instruments and just yourself on stage. How important is that for you to conquer the world, basically? Because I think it's hard to get many people on board as soon as it really is about going to different places within a month or so.
Yeah, look, I think I started as a one-man band. It was how I started working with my loop pedal. When I was traveling, I spent many years traveling abroad, many years while I was at university, just making songs in my room or in my cabin on the boat. And so being a one-man band with my loop pedal was how it all started. It's how I write songs. And it's still actually, to a large extent, the way that I compose music and compose the music that's on the album. But I've always found that just from a live presentation point of view, it's made so much more sense from an energy and a dynamism point of view to bring on collaborators, to bring on other people. And so the band has also just naturally grown around the act. As the act has got bigger, I bring in more people.
Cool.
Sometimes when we play to massive 30,000 people crowds in South Africa, I will have a 7 or an 8 piece even accompanying me and my loop pedal. But I, as, at the same time, sometimes I'll perform on my own. It can be a really variation.
And I think that's an advantage as well, especially nowadays. When, and especially if you want to really conquer the world, you can basically go to very remote places and the band refuses to come because it's like, it's too far away from me. I have to be back at a certain date or something. And you can still go there and conquer the audience there for a first gig on your own. And then after you realize...
Yeah, the first shows, the first big steps we made in the US were like that about 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
Where I went just myself and the saxophonist, Mr. Jamie Fall. And we did some really big shows, just myself and him. And he was just sometimes accompanying on saxophone. And it was a totally different experience to play big stages in the US like that, coming from South Africa where we were performing already like a 5 piece.
Yeah, cool. You're one of the few artists actually who's been on all the continents. You're playing on the African continent, you played Europe, you played the US. Are there similarities between the audiences that you play for? Is there a connection between all of those people who visit your shows?
For sure. I think probably just because the type of music I make and certainly the type of energy that exists at our live performances, it draws certain types of people in, and those people seem to have a similar energy wherever we go in the world. But at the same time, they range from all ages. You know, I don't have a particular demographic. When you look at my social media, it's very like staggered across all ages. And so for us, it's been interesting to travel to the US and then come to Europe and always have a similar energy at our shows, despite sometimes the audiences being quite different, like ages or different types of people. In the UK, I've certainly got a lot of younger fans. In the US, I've been to places where there was a surprising amount of older people in the audience.
Interesting.
Germany has been a total mix, and it's been so cool.
Cool. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song of the album. This is Skinny Blues, and right after that, we're going to talk a bit more. We're going to give away tickets for tonight's show, and you're going to perform a little live version of Down South.
Ooh, I like it.
Looking forward to that. Flux FM, 14:45. Here's Jeremy Loops with Skinny Blues. Jeremy Loops nochmal mit Skinny Blues auf Flux FM. Gleich haben wir noch eine Live-Performance von Ihnen und seinem Perkussionisten Mr. Tsukitomi und Matteo Moleko, der auf der Platte auch gefeatured ist. Der wird ebenfalls mit am Mikrofon stattfinden. Vorher möchte ich aber nochmal mit dem Künstler über die Organisation Green Pop sprechen. Die hat er nämlich mit erfunden. You do not only have a passion for music, you do care about the environment. As well, you co-founded an organization called Green Pop. What's that organization all about? What are your main goals?
Green Pop. Okay, yeah. I mean, Green Pop is definitely something I'm very passionate about. We founded Green Pop a few years ago. It's an environmental organization that plants trees, but we plant those trees in underprivileged areas or undergreened areas. Mm-hmm. In South Africa, we have, and I think like everywhere in the world, but certainly it's exacerbated, we have a very big difference between the leafy green, beautiful suburbs and the really undergreened underprivileged areas.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who's been to South Africa will know this stark difference. And there's not nearly enough work being done in those areas to kind of uplift them and get the environment looking decent. And, you know, kids need to have trees in their playground, etc. So we've been planting trees, I think, for 5 years, 5.5 years now.
Cool.
I think we planted about 70,000 trees in over 300 schools, orphanages, old age homes.
Wow.
In all these different underprivileged areas. And it's been very cool. We've got a great response and it continues every week. The teams go out and
you
plant
you
more
work
trees.
With pupils in schools and talk to them about the environmental problems?
It's a full educational day that we put on and then we do monitoring at the school and they become part of the program. And if the trees do well and the kids take care of them, we go back 6 months later, we plant some fruit trees. And if those fruit trees do well, we'll come back and sometimes we'll bring a sponsor and they'll maybe pay for a soccer field or something else. So it's kind of like an incentive-based program. If the school and the children are participating, then we work harder to bring them into the family. But yeah, I mean, we essentially are just planting trees to make the place greener for them.
Yeah, I once had the dead presidents here, and they told me about about artivism. That's what they call it, to combine
being
an artist and being an activist. So that's what you do as well.
Artivism.
Now that the album has been out for 2 years, when one's talking about the first release date in South Africa, have you worked on new material already? Have you demoed some new songs, or is something new recorded already?
No final recordings are done, but I mean, I write constantly, mm-hmm. and I've been working on stuff. And now when we go home, at the end of this month, at the end of this tour, we go home for, I think, 2.5 months. We are back in South Africa, mm-hmm. and I've actually taken a whole bunch of time off for writing and a whole bunch of time for being in studio. So
you want to be on a boat again to compose?
No, I think those days are over for now. Yeah. Until I can get my own boat and make my own studio on the boat. You know? No, those were very
the Jeremy Loops yacht.
Yeah, those were very cramped times in my life. You know, I was playing in a tiny cabin in the middle of the sea, and when I go back to South Africa, I'm going to set up a home studio at my place, and we're going to be recording and getting new tracks down.
Cool.
And yeah, hoping for a September to release some new bits and pieces leading up to a 2017 second album release.
Cool. So the German fans won't have to wait too long again for new material.
Now that all the what do you call them? The distributors are in place around the world, and I've got the systems in place. The next album will not be dropped in different territories at different times.
Okay.
The second album will go
worldwide.
Across the world, worldwide.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Now let's say hello again to Mr. Tsukitomi. He's back there working the drums.
Yeah,
and Matteo is here too. Hello, Matteo.
Hi.
Hello.
Now you're going to perform a live version of Down South for us. That would be so great. Let me just get rid of the compression that we used for the talking part, and then we're ready to start. Jeremy Loops mit Down South. Im Anschluss verlose ich noch schnell Tickets für die Show heute Abend.
To leave you down south when I said that I would call you, squeeze you a little bit of love. I didn't want to, but it's good to see you. Berlin, how you doing? Oh, I didn't want to leave you down south when I said that I would call you, squeeze you a little bit of love. I didn't want to. Anyway, and in the light of day, I didn't know this. In everything she wore, I didn't show this. And in the light of day, I didn't know you, but I wanted you to stay, and I didn't want to go. I wouldn't take it away from you. No, no, I didn't want to leave you down south when I said that I would pull you, squeeze you a little bit of love. I didn't want to, but it's good to see you. Berlin, how you doing? Oh, I didn't want to leave you down south when I said that I would pull you, squeeze you a little bit of love. I didn't want to. Anyway, told you all these times you wanted to hear it. I've seen it all clear. You seem to be surprised. Remember how we say someday we'll set sail. It took me so much to get to where we are. And right now you are slowing me down, down, slowing me down, down. Trying to get up, you're supposed to hold me down. It's different. I think it was may seem the light shines in the darkness. And in the light of day, I didn't know this. In everything she wore, I didn't show this. And in the light of day, I didn't know you. But I wanted you to stay, and I didn't want to go. I wouldn't take it away from you. No, no, I didn't want to leave you down south when I said that I would pull you, squeeze you a little bit of love. I didn't want to, but it's good to see you. Berlin, how you doing? Oh, I didn't want to leave you down south when I said that I would call you, squeeze you a little bit of love. I didn't want to. Anyway,
stadium applause. Yeah. Woo, Jeremy Loops. Und an den Mikrofonen Mathieu Moleko und Mr. Sakitomi. Vielen Dank nochmal für euren Besuch. Thanks again for visiting
us. Thanks for having us.
Have a great show tonight. And please visit us again as soon as you come back to Berlin to play an even larger venue. It's going to go up, up, up.
I heard that this venue tonight is beautiful.
It's beautiful, and I can give away some tickets for tonight's show real quick. Wer mich jetzt erreicht unter der Nummer 030 2000 9000, der hat Glück gehabt, denn unter dieser Nummer liegen ein paar Eintrittskarten bereit für Jeremy Loops im Lido heute Abend. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer. Zum Glück ruft uns jetzt an für Tickets. Und Jeremy hat mir gesagt, dass noch ein paar Resttickets auch heute Abend an der Abendkasse noch zu haben sind. Wer jetzt also nicht durchkommt, kann gerne trotzdem im Lido vorbeikommen und sich Jeremy Loops angucken with the full band. What's the live setup going to be? There's going to be even more people on stage tonight,
yeah,
right?
We're going to, I mean, Mateo Maleka is going to be there on the raps. We're going to have Mr. Sakatumi. He plays bass and switches between bass and drums.
Crazy.
And we've got Jamie Fall, who's hanging outside the studio there with a smile. He's going to be playing some saxophone.
What you smiling at, boy?
What you smiling about? Also, he's going to be playing saxophone and also some drums. So it's going to be a mix and match.
Cool. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. Please come back again as soon as you visit Berlin
the next time.
Thank you, Jeremy Loops. And band, bye-bye.